This is Akashvani. The news read by Tanvi Khurana. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of 23 multiple development projects worth 6,700 crore rupees from his parliamentary constituency Varanasi today. Reinforcing his government's commitment to improving connectivity, Mr. Modi inaugurated new terminal buildings of Rewa Airport in Madhya Pradesh, Ma Mahamaya Airport at Ambikapur in Chhattisgarh and Sarsawa Airport in Uttar Pradesh. The combined passenger handling capacity of these airports will increase to more than 2 crore 30 lakh passengers annually. The Prime Minister also laid the foundation stone for expansion of airport runway and construction of a new terminal building and allied works of Lal Bahadur Shastri International Airport in Varanasi. He also inaugurated phase 2 and 3 of redevelopment of Varanasi Sports Complex under Khelo India Scheme and the Smart City Mansion. He also inaugurated 100-bed girls and boys hostels and a public pavilion at Dr. Bhimrao Ambedkar Sports Stadium, Lalpur. The Prime Minister also inaugurated tourism development works of Buddhism-related areas in Sarnath. He also launched multiple other initiatives like tourism development works at Banasur Temple and Gurudham Temple and beautification and redevelopment of parks. Earlier in the day, Prime Minister Modi inaugurated the R.J. Shankara Eye Hospital in Varanasi in the presence of Sri Shankara Vijayendra Saraswati, Jagatguru of Kanchi Kamakoti Peetham of Tamil Nadu. The BJP has released the first list of 99 candidates for the upcoming Maharashtra Assembly polls. Deputy Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis will contest from Nagpur Southwest Assembly seat, while Maharashtra BJP Chief Chandrasekhar Bavankule will be the party candidate from Kamthi. The names of the candidates were approved by the BJP Central Election Committee. The elections will be held in a single phase on 20th of next month. The counting of votes will take place on 23rd of November. In Jharkhand, illegal materials and cash worth over 3 crore 15 lakh rupees have been seized from different parts of the state since the announcement of assembly elections. Chief Electoral Officer K. Ravi Kumar stated that authorities have been instructed to strictly enforce the model code of conduct. According to the guidelines of the commission, individuals are allowed to carry up to 50,000 rupees during the election period. Kashmir Valley hosted the first ever international marathon in Srinagar today. Jammu and Kashmir Chief Minister Omar Abdullah flagged off the marathon from Polo View in the city this morning. Over 1,700 runners from across the country and 12 foreign nations participated in 42-kilometer full marathon and 21-kilometer half marathon. Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha felicitated the winners of the marathon. The India Meteorological Department has said that a low-pressure area is likely to form over the east central Bay of Bengal and adjoining North Andaman Sea during the next 24 hours. It is also likely to move west-northwestwards and intensify into a depression by Tuesday morning and into a cyclonic storm by Wednesday. At least 87 people were killed and over 40 others injured in Israeli strikes in the city of Beit Lahia in northern Gaza. The Strip's Hamas-run authorities said the death toll may rise as rescue operations are underway. Israel has said it's checking reports of casualties and accused Palestinian group Hamas of sharing exaggerated figures. In hockey, the Indian junior men's team defeated Great Britain 6-4 in the group stage match of the Sultan of Johor Cup in Malaysia today. Dilraj Singh and Sharda Nand Tiwari scored 2 goals each for the team, while other goals came through sticks of Mohammad Quinan Dad and Manmeet Singh. For Great Britain, Rory Penrose and Michael Roden scored 2 goals each. This was India's second consecutive win in the tournament after defeating Japan in the opening match yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.